This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Right now, Mr. Brian Kilmeade back with us. You heard him on the radio here this morning, saw him on TV. Brian, how are you?
Oh, good, Mark.
Don't you wish that every murder trial in America was as efficient as the Lake and Riley trial? Because that didn't take long, did it?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you almost had the whole thing on videotape. So it was done. It was he turned down the jury, so ready to go, got the sentence, and we're done with him. But the symbolic nature of what's going on at the same time, Tom Holman's talking about what he wants to do. And anybody who says at any moment, well, they're exaggerating, this is about an election, this is not really a problem, all you have to do is check out this courtroom and check out where this person came from. New York, moved here, got here legally. Then in an effort to get him out of New York, they said free flights anywhere you want, pick Georgia. And then he kills Lake and Riley. So, and then hooked up to the gangs. Oh, the president's overstating. President-elect's overstating how bad the gang problem is. No, he's a member of it. Oh, so are his brothers. Now they're in 16 states. So you have a problem with that? Yeah, I'm still these tone-deaf mayors. Yeah, I'm still for sanctuary cities. I'm going to be Trump-proof my state. I'm going to have a city council vote to make sure sanctuary cities stay in. So if you show up at a prison to pick up a prisoner to get him out of the country, they're going to fight you. Where are these lunatics from, these mayors? Have they not seen any of this coverage? Do they not know the magnitude of this problem?
You know, it's amazing. Brandon Johnson kind of leading the way in Chicago. And then there's the Los Angeles, Unified School District, which has, doubled down on some of this stuff as well. And there's still this inability, Brian, and I don't know why this is so difficult, to distinguish between illegal migrants and legal people who are here in this country just trying to, fulfill their American dream. There's an unwillingness on the part of the left. Now, they've been a little quiet here with Lake and Riley to even acknowledge that simple fact.
Yeah, I mean, there's a major difference, and there's a priority. And they have to know, too, that you just can't come out and say, I'm only getting rid of criminals, because that's a loophole. It'll be exploited. They'll still get people in here pretending to be workers, working in the fields, picking the mangoes and handling the corn like they're doing. And you see these reports, these farm workers working very hard, trying to pursue some type of semblance of a life because of the horrible place they're coming from. They don't have work visas. So what do we do with them? Well, that's not the priority. But we can't just say, we're not going to get rid of you. We've got to tell everyone, if you're here illegally, that's the issue. And if you committed a crime, you're the priority. Coming up next is going to be the people here who overstayed their visas. Coming up next is the people, perhaps, that have that are here working illegally, which you can verify by getting back to E-Verify and then finding businesses for hiring them. You begin to squeeze them out. And then you work on it to revolutionize and update our work visa. We need people coming in and getting out. We need workers. We need to keep our first-round draft picks from Stanford University that we train and then send back to Singapore or Malaysia or Tajikistan, whatever the case may be. Give them an option. But we can't do anything until you seal the border. We won't talk about anything until you pick up the criminals.
Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. This next topic probably requires a few visits. I don't even know how to start on this one because it makes me laugh. Morning Joe and the meeting at Mar-a-Lago and the about face. This is comedy gold here, isn't it, Brian?
It is. I can't get my head around it.
I know.
I can't get my head around it. It's very similar, Mark, if you think about it. To remember, you know, one minute, Joe Biden's fine. How dare you bring up his cognitive dissonance, how he's seemingly out of it, how he freezes, how he can't walk, how he can't leave a stage. Well, how dare you be cruel? This guy's the most effective president ever. And then all of a sudden, he has that debate, and he becomes the worst. CNN panels all blowing him up. It's time to make a change. We got to get him out. We got to... Everything we're saying without acknowledging that we were right for 3 years. And now, and then, of course, we know the election result was exactly a 32% vice president, totally ineffective, tries to become president without answering a question. It's not going to happen. So we get the result. We get the result. But now you want us to go back and pretend that you didn't call him Hitler. You didn't call him a fascist. You didn't call him unhinged. You didn't call him incapable. You didn't call him illegitimate. We decided to open up a line of communication. You decided to.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, there are things that we've all done, and we turn around, we change our minds, but this one's in a Hall of Fame level, and I don't understand. I guess it's because they're so desperate to turn things around, and I don't know what the edict was from the bosses, but this is such a step, and it's so embarrassing for these two, and I don't know if they realize how much they've embarrassed themselves over the past 4 to 5 months.
I think they have. I mean, I don't watch the show. I'm busy. But I'm seeing some clips. And I evidently, their listeners have just tuned out. They were tuning out anyway. But if they just stayed consistent and they were saying, we thought that they were unhinged. We you know, watched some of those clips and we make montages out of it. But I did not know that they were literally making it up. I thought they believed it. And I just thought that's because they have a form of Trump derangement syndrome. Everything he does has got to be bad. And when he does something good, we got to change the subject. But now we find out they didn't even mean what they said.
Apparently not.
So now their viewers, they have even less viewers, or no one could ever believe another word they say. And now they're trying to act like they were the bigger people. They approached the president.
I know. It's a complete joke. Where are you on Nancy Mace and the bathroom bill? This has gotten a lot of attention on Capitol Hill, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that wherever you're born, that's a bathroom you use. That is, it's, you know, I know it's ridiculous, but it really isn't. It's the point that everyone's making. You know, you can't make other women uncomfortable because you want to be a woman. You know, there's a third bathroom. You got a big budget. Joe Biden, you got a new Green Deal. You have $10,000 to build another bathroom for future transgenders. I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner uses. I really don't. It's not my business. But if she was a congressman, it would. So you're making women feel uncomfortable, all right? This is all of a sudden women don't matter. All of a sudden, you know, you're being, if you care about how women feel, you're being insensitive. So this person might be the best person in the world. Might be my new best friend if I ever meet them. But they build another bathroom, and the fact that it's a big deal. And if people don't understand, it shows you haven't learned anything from the election.
Well, and there's other things that are kind of in the background that are fascinating right now. Look, this isn't getting enough attention. I think maybe it will. I had Paula Scanlon on yesterday from the Riley Gaines Center. But this whole Title IX lawsuit with the trans volleyball player at San Jose State is fascinating. And it's the step that needed to take place. And, you know, I think we're finding in the aftermath of this election that a lot of younger people who maybe some of us thought were all woke on these particular issues, I think, you know, had their say to a certain extent on this issue in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it really is so much of a bigger story because people are still saying this is a small portion of society. It's blown out of proportion. Jen Psaki and others saying, like Katie Couric and others saying they don't get it. The bigger story is, what don't you get? I'm not saying there's every transgender there, but you just shelve women's opportunities and their beliefs and their health in order to be politically correct. When to be politically correct used to be putting with or me too, or understanding both genders should be equal. Now we think transgender should be superior. And when we bring up that both genders should be equal and there's only two genders, we got the problem. And America said, no, you don't have the problem. The normal people who understand things just don't speak up because they can't get their head around it. They think they're going to be canceled. Well, no one's going to be canceled anymore. And I just think everybody listening, if someone emails you with pronouns, do not answer that email.
You know, I'm right there with you. And I've seen a lot of people just virtue signal on this, and it'll be interesting to see if they back off on some of the so-called identifiers. Brian, I've seen some of your tweets. Did you watch the fight with Tyson and Jake Paul on Friday night?
I'm so angry. I'm so angry. Now, I know about the sad times when Ali boxed too long against Trevor Burbick. I know about Joe Lewis needed money, had to go in the ring. I know all about boxers who stayed too long. Sadly, that is more part of the problem. I mean, go back to the black and white video of Jack Johnson going against Jim Jeffries when he came out of retirement, lost about 60 pounds and got his head beat in for 15, 16 rounds. Now, at 57 years old, I know you're not the same fighter, but you have to try. And I'm not saying that, you know, if Tyson was out there and his punches were ridiculously late and he couldn't move his head, and okay. And he looked like he was 20 pounds overweight. Instead, he trains for 6 months. He's in real good shape. We watch him train. We watch him spar. He's not the same fighter. He wasn't even good when he left, but he was on drugs when he left. That's why I talked to him when he was in his 40s, and I said to him, why don't you do what Foreman did? You come out, you relax in the ring, be a different fighter, pick your spots, and you know you could go get yourself out of debt because he famously promised to pay back his debts but was buried in debt. His ex-wife, his new wife, is fantastic. On a one-man show, wrote a series of books, a documentary, started a pot farm, and he's doing great. Fights Roy Jones. You know, you could tell that he didn't want to knock Roy Jones out, but he looked like a guy who's in his 50s. And, okay, but this was ridiculous. They had a deal, and he got $20 million not to hurt him and vice versa. And I think they're going to be sued because people bet on that fight a lot. And if you said fifth-round knockout Tyson or fifth-round knockout Jake Paul, then you find out Jake Paul says, I hit him in the second, realized he wasn't going to hit me back. And all that pre-fight stuff just melted away. And, you know, I saw that, you know, he was in trouble here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well,
it should have been sanctioned.
It's so disappointing because one of the things that I've highlighted, and I did not see, I was in the middle of the woods here deer hunting, and we were having Netflix issues, even beyond the issues that existed with Netflix because we were operating on a hotspot. But here's one of the things I've been pointing out, and I don't know how many people paid attention to this, but that undercard fight with Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor was outstanding. It was really, really good. Now, Serrano really won, and they gave it to Katie Taylor. But, you know, the real boxing occurred the fight before Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, Brian.
Yeah, but my problem is, not the quality. It was the effort.
Yeah.
He did not try. He did not try. And it's one of the things you learn. So I was writing some boxers, and I'm just saying, like, what are you saying? And they're like, well, Tyson's going to do it. And, you know, if he hits him once, you know, I talked to Joe Frazier, one of my first big interviews, and he was 44 years old. Marvis was yet to fight Tyson. And he goes, I got to fight this guy. I go, why? Because I would love to feel it. I go, what do you mean you love to feel it? He said, well, I felt Foreman. I'd love to feel his power. And I go, you know, what if Foreman hit like? He goes, well, he still hits the same way. You take your punch to your grave. It's just the speed in which you deliver it is which makes it hard. I said, oh, that's interesting. And I've heard that before. You take your – so all you have to do is line this guy up once. I mean, look at Tyson. He looked good. Physically, he looked fine. I know he had weak legs. But all you have to do one time, you bowl in and you miss or – you know, the combination's too slow, or you get caught. I get that. But going in, and you could see him pulling punches. And don't make me stay up till 12:30.
Yeah.
And when you pull punches, and then at the end of the fight, you basically say, I'm going to fight again, but you didn't even try this time.
Yeah.
Well, took advantage of the problem.
The time frame in particular for you guys out east was, I think, challenging. Brian, what's coming up on Saturday night?
Well, I can tell you for sure we got Tyrus going to break down the moments in media, so that'll be that's for certain. I think I'm going to have Jordan Peterson again. We're going to have Hulk Hogan on for sure. Talk about this change in perception. He was once one of the few. Now he's one of the many who do sports for a living and are rallying around him. And I'm just probably looking at immigration right now. Just looking at some people might have Governor Sununu on, too, to break down what's happening politically with some of these nominations and the growing Trump team. But I think immigration is going to be my number one theme. And no one's talking about it, but 320,000 kids are missing, and the gangs are flourishing, and this is so much worse than anyone thought. So much beyond when people say this is a campaign issue. This is so much bigger than they were even making at this campaign. But we're going to see some massive overhauls, and the plan's getting in place to do it.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's big. Can I just make one recommendation for the Saturday Night Show? How about a supercut of all the Trump dance moves by the athletes out there? Think about that. I think that's a good idea.
I think that we kind of did that Monday on Fox.
Damn it. I might have missed that. Yeah, I love the way that that's kind of taken on. Hey, I'm off next week. You might be off, too. Have a great Thanksgiving, Brian.
All right. Stay within yourself, Mark. Have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Get more at 971talk.com.